KNX News Time, 6:23.
For the first time in 14 years here in the United States, there has been an execution by firing squad. Happened overnight in Utah. And Associated Press correspondent Jennifer Dobner was one of the eyewitnesses. She is with us now on the KNX News Line from Salt Lake City. You know, Jennifer, I was thinking this morning, at a time when there's so much controversy about whether lethal injection is cruel and unusual, a man last night was executed because he was shot to death.
And he chose it, yeah. Utah, for years, was the only state in the nation that let inmates select the method they wanted for execution. Up until 2004, firing squad was one of those methods. And anyone convicted before that time is still given that choice.
So as you were there and you watched this unfold, give me a sense of what you were feeling, what it was like.
Well, it was very quick. There were nine media witnesses. We could not hear the command to fire, and so we heard two shots, and they came very fast. And Mr. Gardner had some reflex in his left arm, and within 2 minutes, it was all over. The order to fire was given at 12:15, and he was pronounced dead at 12:17.
I think many people remember Gary Gilmore, who sort of brought this whole firing squad business to attention with those famous last words of his, "Let's do it." Anything from Gardner?
Actually, Mr. Gardner was asked if he had anything to say, and his response was, "I do not know." So he was maybe maintaining some privacy amidst a very public death.
Yes, exactly. And afterwards, you know, what was the scene? I mean, I gather he was removed, obviously. What was left?
Well, the curtain was closed on the window that we could see into the execution chamber. We were allowed back in to inspect it in about an hour afterwards. And there was a very strong smell of bleach and in the wall behind the chair. The chair is a metal chair with a strap and a support for the condemned person's head. Behind that is a sort of panel of wood, looks like 2x4 slats, and we could see four bullet holes, maybe 6 to 8 inches apart altogether, but very decidedly bullet holes where those 30 caliber slugs had pierced Mr. Gardner's body and gone into the wall.
Associated Press correspondent Jennifer Dobner, one of the witnesses, death by firing squad last night in Utah.
KNX News Time, 6:25. Traffic, weather, and money together on the fives. Futures still pointing to a lower open on Wall Street in about 5 minutes, and sponsored by Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill. Here's Wendy Sinclair.